So welcome to the Contractor Fight Podcast. And today I'm going to talk about seven money mindsets that will help you grow your contracting business. And I'm excited to talk about those seven things. But before I get into it, I want to remind you about our Contractor Fight Accelerate program. Listen, you know, when I started as a contractor, I worked hard to build my business and had some success, but I had a low business IQ. And because of that, I worked too hard for too little, for too long. And part of the issue was I didn't know where to turn to get help as far as educating myself on how to run a contracting business. And so I want to invite you to check out Accelerate. It's a self-guided learning program that we have with worksheets and videos and spreadsheets and access to some live, a weekly live call to get your questions answered and all that. Everything you need to build a stronger contracting business and accelerate your success. So head to thecontractorfight.com/accelerate to learn more and to get started. Let's dig into seven money mindsets that'll help your contracting business grow. And guys, these are things that I frequently talk about here on the show and in my workshops and in my one-on-one coaching and all that other stuff. And I just thought it was important to put them all together here in this episode here today, because I'm just starting to see, I see patterns, I see issues around some of these mindsets that I want to address here today. And so the first money mindset that I want to address is the one that is simply this: you are where you are because of the choices that you have made. Okay, it's not the economy, it's not your clients, it's not your employees, it's not your wife or your spouse or your girlfriend or whatever. You are where you're at because of the choices you've made. And so am I. Every single one of us is. And so, you know, whatever service you're offering, that is your choice to offer that service. Whatever price that you are charging for these services, that is your choice. The employees that you choose to employ or not employ, to keep around or to fire, is 100% your choice. The type of clients you bring into your business, that you invite into your life, that is your choice. All right. So guys, everything from those things I mentioned to the, how you spend your time and all this other stuff, you are getting the results that you are getting in your life and in your business right now, 100% because of the choices that you are currently making or the choices that you have made in the past. So for example, you might, you know, you're thinking, you know, I hear from time to time in our Contractor Fight Facebook group, I see people type things like, oh, nobody wants to hire a good contractor, or everybody just wants to hire the cheap guy. Now, listen, I will be the first to acknowledge that there are certainly a lot of people out there that are not a good fit for your business, and they're okay with hiring the cheap guy. Okay, but there are literally thousands of clients and people in your area who will gladly pay for the value that you bring. That's the reality. And so you've got to choose to get your thinking in line. You need to choose to take control of those crap thoughts that you have when you think everybody just wants cheap, and go, okay, really, that's how I feel right now. But the reality is this: I live in a city of what, 3 million people. Surely there's 200 people a year in this city who would pay my prices and value what I bring. Okay. So that number one money mindset, y'all, is you've got to get your choices under control. You are where you are because of the choices that you've made. Okay. The second mindset that I want to talk about is really that you become the average of the five people that you hang out with the most. So I want you to ask yourself, who do I hang out with the most? And what is their view of money? What is their view of success and entitlement and effort and work ethic or whatever it is, health? See, guys, you've got to be picky who you spend time with. And this whole thing, you are the average of the five people you spend your time with. Hey, it's an old quote from, I believe, Jim Rohn, motivational speaker from 20, 30, 40 years ago or whatever. Guys, you have got to be picky. If you find yourself having a really hard time getting out of these mental ruts when it comes to you know, making more money and making more profit and getting off the hamster wheel and stuff, I encourage you to look not only at the choices that you made, like we talked about in mindset number one, but also look who are you and ask yourself, who am I surrounding myself with? Who am I spending most of my time with? It's important to be a part of a group of different level thinkers, which is why I push so hard to get you guys to go to our free group, The Contractor Fight, on Facebook, where the first thing you do is you own your crap. I mean, that's the cover charge to get in. Right away, when you own your crap, you are differentiating yourself from 99% of the other people out there who just won't get real because they're willing to take a look in the mirror. All right. So, and that act alone, owning your crap and throwing yourself in a group with people that are trying to do the same thing is immediately going to elevate your thinking and the trajectory of your life and of your business. The third money mindset that I want to talk about here today is simply a question. And that question is, what are my top three money-making activities? What are they? You know, those things that, you know, give me energy, that bring a great ROI, or return on my investment of time and effort and focus. See, if you take the time to identify the top three things that you do really well that always lead to more money and better clients and a happier life and not sucking your energy away and all that, you are going to obviously create more wealth. You're going to create a stronger business, build a better culture. So identify what those top three things are for you. So for example, as a contractor back in the day, my number one money-making activity or role was to prospect and network. Number one, it gave me energy. It didn't suck my energy. I actually like it. I love the hunt. I love meeting new people. I love the challenge of getting in the door with a client and delivering for them. Okay. And so it would give me energy. So I was really good at it. Okay. That was one of my things. And then what I would do with that is I would schedule it, put it on the calendar, and then do it daily. I encourage you to find whatever these three things are, put them on the calendar and try to have them done every day by noon. Guys, if you start with that each day, doing your top three money-making activities, and you work 5 days a week, all right, that's 3 times 5. Last time I checked, that's 15 things that you've done that are really important that, you know, move you towards making more money in your business. All right, number four. This is huge. Crap, these are all huge, you guys. Create a culture of accountability and recognition. And I talk a lot about accountability and I talk a lot about having fun, but recently this whole recognition thing has been front and center for me. I'm doing a lot more coaching around the culture of businesses right now and doing workshops for people, going into companies, spending the day and working on this stuff. And I'm telling you, one thing I want to focus on here, I know number four is create a culture of accountability and recognition. So yes, winners need to be held accountable. Winners want to be held accountable. Okay. And people need to know that, hey, this is your role. This is my role. And when we all do our job, good things happen. Okay. But the thing I want to camp out on here a little bit now is the recognition piece. You know, I was recently on a phone call with one of my clients and it was funny, but I said, man, how many times a day do you think somebody just gets an affirmation from somebody else? And it came up because I was talking about, you know, the high school football team that I coach and I had some training some time ago and in the training, they said how important it was, you know, when the kids are stretching that you walk around and you pat them on the shoulder and you just shake their hand, you look them in the eye and you go, you know, hey, Jimmy, I'm glad to see you today, man. How you doing? How's life? You know, hey man, I know sometimes it's really hard to get here because I know you got a lot going on at home and in school, and I just want to thank you for getting here. Or whatever it is, you take 10 seconds and you go up and down the line and you try to do that with your players. You give them an affirmation that they may not get anywhere else in their day ever. And it's the same with your people. If you want to make more money, build a stronger business, be more profitable, live strong culture, all that stuff, take the time to not just hold your people accountable, Okay, but recognize their efforts. Recognize what they have to go through to freaking get to work half the time. I mean, some of these people that might be single parents, I'm not a single parent, thank God, but I'll tell you, I can't imagine what it's like having multiple kids and trying to get to work on time when little kid is sick or whatever it is. And so, fellas, take the time to recognize the effort that your people are putting forward, because when your people feel believed in and appreciated and loved up on and encouraged, they are going to be better employees, are going to be more loyal employees, which in turn are going to create happier clients, better work, more loyal clients, and at the end of that rainbow is higher profits and a better life for everybody. Okay, and listen, you can't make more money alone. You need your people, so make sure that you are giving them the recognition that they need. The fifth money mindset is really our financial GPS, I guess you could call it. And that's just a statement that I use all the time, is the worst thing is not whether you make or lose money. It's that you don't know why you are making or losing money. So if you made money at the end of the year, you can't look back and go, this is exactly how and why we made money. That's a problem. Now, it's a better problem to have if it's the instead of the opposite. I'd rather make money and not know why than lose money and not know why. But the point here, guys, is you've got to become a student of the numbers of your business. You need to know why you're winning or why you're not winning, so that if you're winning, you can duplicate the things that got you there. And if you're getting your face kicked in and you're not winning, you can stop doing those things. So this is all about, okay, yeah, it's great. Whatever the scoreboard says, but let's break down the game and figure out how we got there one way or the other, okay? And it comes down to being a student. You cannot earn up to your potential without at some point, or not some point, but without being a student and, you know, looking for deeper understanding to what's going on in your business. The sixth thing that I want to share is this is something I used to do a long time ago when I first started my very first business a long time ago. I'd go out to somebody's house and I'd be like, oh my God, it's going to be like $5,000, $5,200 or whatever the price would come up. And then I would go home and I'd work up the bid. You know, I'd be doing my math, figuring out what I'm going to charge them. And then before I hit send, I'd look at the $5,200 price or whatever, and I'd go, oh man, they're never going to pay that. And then I would end up bidding against myself. I'd sharpen my own pencil and bring it down under $5,000 because a $4,900 looked better than a $5,200 or whatever. And this comes down to a couple things. The first is don't try to read anybody's mind. And second, it's not your responsibility to find the money for your clients to pay you for what you do. So stop bidding against yourself. Stop negotiating against yourself. Your job is to solve their problem, and it's to solve it ethically and for a profit. And for a profit based on your numbers, your break-even points, your goals, and all that other garbage. Okay, so don't take on the pressure to find other people's money. Your only job here is to go, hey, here's your problem. I can fix your problem. This is what it's going to cost to fix your problem. Oh, well, the other guys are this and the other guys are that. Okay. I don't care what the other guys are. Okay. I can appreciate that. I'm sure there's a reason you haven't hired those other guys yet. So in the meantime, this is what my price is. This is what you pay. I guarantee it'll be kick butt when we're done. And if there is a problem, or if something's not done right, or there's a warranty issue or whatever, we're coming back, no questions asked, because I'm charging enough to stay in business long enough to serve you in the long run, which is better for all of us, okay? So guys, it's not your job, not your responsibility to find your client's money to pay for the thing that you do. And then finally here, as we wrap up seven money mindsets for your business, here is an Albert Einstein quote from obviously long ago. It says, strive not to be a success, but rather to be of value. Over and over, you'll hear successful business people say, you know, I didn't focus on the money. I just focused on adding value to people. I focused on being somebody that would be dependable to solve their problem and meet their needs, and the money followed. And, you know, this is something I frequently talk to my team about, my football team. I'm like, guys, if we block and we tackle and we do the right things, we do the little things, we commit to getting 1% better each day and stuff like that, eventually the scoreboard will light up in favor of us. And so I want to encourage you with this money mindset thing. Don't grow tired of doing the stuff that's beneath the surface right now, those foundational things, the blocking and the tackling. All right. A lot of times when you're trying to turn a business around, you're making amazing strides and you're putting some W's up on the board, but they're not necessarily in the terms of money yet. You know, just like, with a sports team. Okay. There's a culture to change. There's some discipline to implement. There's understanding, you know, why we're winning or why we're losing. And it's going to take some time to identify your money-making roles and making sure that you're making good choices. And maybe you have to prune the team and get rid of some people because it's the wrong five on it or whatever. Guys, so many of these things don't always show themselves right away. So I want to encourage you to not grow tired of doing the right things. Okay. And at the heart of that is, as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, make it a priority that I'm going to add value to as many people as I can, whether it's my employees, my partners, my vendors, influencers, you know, my customers, whoever it is. If I can just be a person of value who gives more than he takes, I'm eventually going to be winning in the ways that I want to win financially. All right, so fellas, I hope this gives you a little bit of encouragement here today, these seven money mindsets. I'd love to hear which one of these impacted you the most. You know, which one of these jumps out at you like, holy cow, this was like a golden nugget here today. And you can share that by going to Facebook and typing in The Contractor Fight and request access to our private group. And like I said earlier, you just got to own your crap to get in. And once in, share this money mindset, you know, the money mindset that impacts you the most, that you feel is going to have the biggest and greatest impact in your life, in your business, as you move forward. So with that, I appreciate you guys listening here today. If you find value in this show, please go over to iTunes and give us a review. Share this with another contractor that you know could use a little mojo in their life. All right, Travis, bring in the guitars, and we'll see you guys next time on The Contractor Fight.